You're listening to the Good Afternoon Show with Stuart and Henry this afternoon. We're with you till four. And this hour is going to be very different to the sort of things that we normally do because we've handed it over to a short story competition. And I met up with Jenny. When was it, Jenny? It must have been before Christmas. And you told me about this story competition that you're running. And we talked about, well, wouldn't it be good to actually get people to read the stories out on the radio? The competition had a theme, Jenny, didn't it? So what was the theme behind the competition?
It was really to get people who perhaps didn't feel that they could write putting pen to paper and having a go. And I think that's just what we've achieved, actually. It's been really good.
And it was based around a news headline?
Yes, that's the idea, so that people would choose a headline and use it as a starting point to go off and create a totally new story.
Now, one of the headlines you picked up, Jenny, was Aussie ate my corgi. Have we got any people that sent in stories about eating dogs or anything?
No, they all chose their own headline.
That was a relief, wasn't
it? Yes, absolutely.
We'd have to do it after 9 o'clock, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, and how many words could people use?
Well, it was 500 or more. So, and I think we said roughly a top number of 750. So it is really quite a short story.
And what you've done is you selected three winners,
mm-hmm.
and I'm delighted to say that we actually have two of the writers in the studio, and unfortunately the third person couldn't make it, but we're going to read her story out anyway. So why don't we start with Adam Dixon. And Adam, you've written a story called The Wrath of the Suns.
That's right.
And so was that from a particular headline?
That was from a headline in the Times, yeah.
And have you written about that story, or did you just basically take that headline and base something, something fiction around that?
I literally took the headline and basically built a story around that, yeah.
Right.
The headline itself was a bit longer. It was The Wrath of the Suns visited on the father and the mother. So I sort of took that headline and built the story around that.
Right. And have you written stories before?
Yeah, I've been writing for quite a few years now. It's only recently in the last few years that I've come back into it and started to write quite a lot.
Yeah. And do you typically write long stories or short stories?
I write fiction and non-fiction. My main interest is the novel. So obviously the short story is good because I can just do that fairly quickly.
Right.
Obviously.
I mean, we're going to hear your story in a moment or two, but how many words are in the story approximately?
In my story?
Yeah.
I think there's around 700.
Right, and how long would it take you to write that?
Well, I wrote the first draft fairly quickly, I would say, in probably a couple of hours, but I had to keep rewriting it because it's very difficult in 750 words to make a story work and get the beginning, the middle and the end. So I had to keep rewriting it
right. Until
I was sort of satisfied with it.
So in many ways, is a short story harder then?
In some ways, a short story is harder, yeah. Although with a novel can be anything up to sort of 100,000 words.
Yeah.
So, it's a different pace to it.
So have you written a full novel?
I've written a novel, yeah, full-length novel.
And tried to get... Have you got it published?
I haven't tried yet.
You haven't?
No.
Because I think that's one of the big challenges. It almost seems more of a challenge to get it published than to write it,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so well, let's play some music and we'll come back and we'll hear your story, Adam, okay? You're listening to The Good Afternoon Show with Stuart and Henry this afternoon, and we're looking at a short story competition that the Borough of Poole have recently run, and the closing date was the end of January, and we've got three of the winners in the studio, I'm delighted to say. We were talking to Adam about his story, The Wrath of the Sun, Adam Dixon, and we're now going to hear the story. Over to you, Adam.
The Wrath of the Suns. Jude came home earlier than planned. He let himself in with a key he had never returned and helped himself to the chicken leftovers in the fridge. Soon after, he ran a bath and put a CD on in the downstairs sound system, accompaniment to the running bath water. Alec returned at 5:30 and froze inside the doorway. The noise that filled the room seemed to have drained even the atmosphere. He muted the sound and breathed in the silence. "Harry," he called out. The boom of his voice died away. He moved to the stairwell and tried again. "Harry!" The insistence in his tone sounded absurd to him, the sense of being violated in his own home reinforced by the silence that followed. Jude came down 10 minutes later and entered the front room without a word. He dried his hair with a towel, shirt open to the navel. As he passed the dining table, he observed Alec through his slick fringe. "You could have at least rang," Alec called out. Water ran in the sink. The cutlery drawer rattled open and shut. "This is my house," he said. Again the same absurdity, an unintentional threat directed into thin air. Jude appeared in the doorway, the towel around his shoulders. He stared at Alec and smiled without humour. "Your house?" He made no comment. Jude went back into the kitchen, the question of the house unanswered, unresolved. Harry turned up shortly after 6, the three of them together now, in the same room, in the same house, the house that breathed in secrets and never betrayed them. "Who goes first, then?" Jude said. Jude in the armchair by the window, Harry by the fireplace, himself on the outside. "So it's down to me, then," Jude said. "I've driven 200 miles for this." Silence. "I've got something to say," Harry said, directing the statement into his lap, his fingertips. Jude sat upright. "Go on, then, say it." Harry looked up and addressed Alec in a monotone. "We know about the other woman." The revelation closed the borders, blocked all escape routes. He bit down on his lower lip. "What woman?" Jude brought a fist down on the arm of the chair. "Enough! You're not in front of an audience now, Mr. Prime Time. We're not here to play games." He felt the insult as a fatal blow, his celebrity ridiculed, spat out like a poison. By an act of will he continued to face them, the jury, the executioners. He prepared himself to speak, facing a wave of hostility that almost took his breath away. "I don't know what all this is supposed to achieve," he said finally. "None of it will bring your mother back." Jude laughed, a gunshot in the room. "Now you've developed a conscience all of a sudden. How good that is to know. I just want to get the funeral over, that's all. So you can move your little makeup artist in with you. I don't have to respond to that." "You will, when we go to the papers," Jude fired back. "What do you want from me?" "We want the house," Harry said evenly. "The house?" "That's right," Jude said. The stirrings of rebellion, the two of them against him, his own flesh and blood. "I never thought it would come down to this," he said in defeat. "Down to what?" Jude snapped. "Blackmail. Is that what you call it? I'd have said it was compensation." "For what?" "For having you as a father." "Is that how you both feel?" he said to Harry. Harry looked away. Silence. "It's what's right," Jude said with finality. They left soon after, the two of them together. He remained at the table, alone with the ticking of the clock. The room a shrine to the past. Above the fireplace, the framed portraits of an extended family. The boys as teenagers, the grandchildren. Margaret and himself as the heads of that family. Margaret. He sat with the shame of it. Her suicide, the unending media coverage, the sound of his long and illustrious career being dashed to pieces on the rocks. The weight of the house settled in around him. He poured himself a drink. Stiff, no ice.
And that was The Wrath of the Sun, Sons by Adam Dixon.